Dawn of the following day found Rigu Felis, Lady Caltag, and their two sons taking breakfast beneath an awning on the pier which fronted the lake. It was a fine summer morn, with sunbeams dancing on the water from a cloudless sky of cornflower blue. Otter slaves stood by, ready to serve the demands of the warlord and his kin. As usual, Jifra and Petru were quarrelling, this time about two gull eggs which they had been served. Jifra went whining to his mother, tears beading in his eyes as he wailed.
Mama! Mama! Petru stole my egg! He's finished his own and now he's taken mine!
Caltag left off sunning herself in the early warmth.
Will you two stop bickering? Petru, give that egg back to your brother this instant.
Petru tossed the egg up and caught it deftly, smirking.
Tell him to come and get it.
His mother fixed him with an icy glare.
Give Jifra the egg. Do as I say.
The chainmail half-mask which covered Rigu Felis's disfigured face chinked as he drew in breath. He was watching his sons with interest. The wildcat rasped.
Let them be, Caltag. If Petru wants the egg, let him keep it. Though mayhaps Jifra's warrior enough to take it back by force. Go on, son. Let's see what you're made of.
Jifra feared both his father and Petru, so he took the soft alternative. Turning to an otter slave, he ordered,
You, bring me another gull's egg.
Stay where you are, slave.
The warlord's fangs showed between the quivering chainmail.
Jifra, go and take the egg back off Petru. Go on.
Caltag complained.
My lord, you should not be urging brothers to fight each other in this way.
The wildcat ruler of Green Isle snarled at her.
Stay out of this. They have to learn to take what they want. Well, go to it, Jifra. I'm waiting.
Petru taunted his weaker brother.
Aye, go to it, Jifra. I'm waiting too.
Jifra had no option. He knew it would go badly for him if he was shamed in front of his father. Gathering his nerve, he made a sudden charge, but his brother easily sidestepped him. Leaping onto Jifra's back, Petru forced him to the ground, holding him there as he mocked his feeble attempt.
Mama, Mama, Petru stole my egg. Here, take it back, you big snot-nosed kitten.
Willfully, he smashed the raw gull egg over his brother's head. The runny mess splattered down across Jifra's face. Petru contemptuously kicked his brother's backside, then freed him. He fled indoors, sobbing. Petru licked yolk from his paw, commanding one of the otter slaves.
Go and bring me another egg. I'm still hungry.
A gurgling laugh issued from behind a chainmail as Rigu addressed Caltag.
That one's got the makings of a proper wildcat.
She sniffed.
We have two sons, both wildcats.
Pulling the face mask to one side, the warlord thrust his hideous features close to her.
Never. I'm the only true wildcat here. Me, Rigu Felis. You and all the rest of these cats, you are only feral cats. Your ancestors were tame creatures who served stronger beasts. You could not even fend for yourselves. It took my kin, the real wildcats, to conquer your masters. We brought your kind here from the sunset lands of the far oceans. See my colour, my stripes? These are the marks of the proper wildcat bloodline. I am the only one who is all wildcat, a warlord born. Jifra is more like you, but Petru has more wildcat in him.
Petru had been eavesdropping on his father's words.
Does that mean I'll be the ruler of Green Isle some day?